Runk.
Congratulations, the new episode. You know what? Here we go. Let me do it. Let's do a good one. Here we go. here and now. You know what? We'll get into it. But here is the new episode of Congratulations. Yes. A yes, dude. It is the episode 300 something. And 368? Is that what it is? Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're going to drink this. Magic Mind, which I like a lot. But yeah, it is time to do the Congratulations podcast. I was out of town. I was in Rochester in Kitchener, Ontario. Rochester, man, I didn't know that I was, I didn't know I was in Rochester before. I'm talking in Rochester like, oh yeah, it's so crazy. I've never been in a place. It's really weird to go to a place for the first time for me. I've been everywhere, but Rochester, I've never been here. And I get to the theater and I see my old poster there. So that I was there. Just saying all sorts of things that just aren't true. Just talking, you know? Just talking a talk and just saying stuff and people going, oh, really? Yeah. And then I go and it's just a bunch of lies. I walk into the theater and I realize, oh my gosh, life got me. Life got me, dude. Life got me. I had no idea. I had no freaking idea that I've played here and I have played here and life got me, and life got me in Rochester, dude. That, how much is that a Frank Sinatra song? Life got me in Rochester. My honey's miles away. Life got me in Rochester. Kick my feet up and say that life got me in Rochester. The worst song of all time. But honestly, you could make that if you were Frank Sinatra, and that would just be a global hit, you know? People in India would be like, life got me in Rochester. Kick me in the ass, fell loop-de-loop in you know how they used to do the stupid squoopity scoop, like now Kanye does it, but it used to be like, and I fell out of a, there goes the idea. I don't know, dude, whatever. It's just like, life got me in Rochester. I had no idea I wasn't there. Was there, turned out all good. I had a good show. Then I was in Kitchener, sold out, all good. I swear, dude, when I go to, I know I said this before, but when I go to Canada, it's so funny how like, pretty women will have jobs that only ugly fat men will have in America. It's like, they'll just be like, you know what you hear? This way, we hear, in America, you hear, yeah, I'm moving to deck, get a credit, we gotta get it, oh, yeah, yep, okay, here we go, racket. You know, ugly guys are gonna be around, you know? Fat, ugly guys. You don't even hear that in Canada. Yeah, you know, they just got, it's like well-to-do, normal, handsome, young men, and then also women that would just be like at the supermarket or like at a cafe somewhere, and they just have like a yellow vest on with like reflective stuff so they don't get hit by cars, even though that never happens, you know? And that's how it is, you know? Like there were cops at the venue. They were like so many women, female cops, which is cool, but they weren't, I mean, cops are just kind of, I don't know, think of a cop. Do you think of a handsome cop or do you think of a fat, ugly cop? What do you think of? They were good-looking women cops. What could I say? Handshakes, like hard handshakes. Anyway, life got me in Rochester. Then I went over to Canada and met a female cop. Bright eyes, you know, bright eyes, fair hair. Smacked her around a little bit, showed us some love, just like so old school. Okay. So anyway, We had a great time there. It was fun, dude. And now I'm back home, dude. And I'm chilling at home. I lost my voice a little bit. Calvin was sick. Billy was sick. Our nanny was sick. Kristen was sick before that. Your boy didn't get it. And then your boy got it. So your boy got it in Rochester, a little bit before Rochester. But it was so mild, bro. My body was top notch. It was so mild. And then so I went to Rochester, and then I was getting all better. And then I screamed, and now my voice is kind of gone. Because after you get sick and then you scream and do shows, your voice is gone, dude. Anyway, so it's all good. And I came back and I did I made myself work out, bro. And I'm just exhausted, dude. I got 11 hours of sleep last night. You ever wake up and you go, how much sleep did I get? And then you go, oh my God, you look at the thing and it's 11. But I did take NyQuil. I got to stop taking NyQuil, but I took NyQuil to pass out, and boy, that took me out. And I still kind of feel it. So if this podcast is groggy, it's okay. Just know that life got me in Rochester. Dude, I saw this thing. Actually, I want to talk about this because this was insane to me. This was just insane to me. And everyone I brought it up to since think it's zero insane. So my calibration is just off, or like they say in those Apple ads, think different, right? Because I cannot wrap my head around this. And quiet out there! I can't wrap my head around this. And people think it's normal. Although I got some dorks with me on my crew. But this is, so James Gunn, the director of a bunch of stuff, who's great. Didn't he do the new Suicide Squad? Yeah, he's great. Okay. And he did the Galaxies one. Great. Great director. Overjoyed to be announcing, this is a thread on that Instagram does. Overjoyed to be announcing the start of principal photography on Superman today, February 29th, which just so happens to be coincidentally an unplanned Superman's birthday. Okay. That's fine. That's a great thread right there. Is that what they call it? Thread. The next one. This is great, dude. Let me just make sure this is the right one. Yeah, here we go. When I finished the first draft of the script, I called the film Superman Legacy. By the time I locked the final draft, it was clear the title was Superman. All right. Making your way July 2, 2025. Happy birthday, Clark. I'm up and away. Okay, fine. Okay, cool. Now, I'm reading this. A guy that likes superhero movies, fine. They're mostly jerky, but I'll watch this one for sure. As a matter of fact, I saw The Flash the other day. And I actually thought it was kind of good. I got a bad rap, but I thought it was good what they did with the multiverse and all that stuff. Really clever. So now you look at the things under it, all right? The things that people say. Look at this here. Look at this. Thanks for taking care of something so important for all of us comic lovers, Mr. Gunn. Needless to say, you know how much we appreciate that our favorite heroes will be on the big screen again. I, for one, don't care. Your movie is going to be 5, 6, 7, or 10. I just want to know where it believes. Okay. This is great. I dug the name Superman Legacy, but going straight Superman is awesome as well. Really love the Kingdom Come style logo, and is that the snow from a Fortress of Solitude? I freaking hope so. Somebody writes, "What the fuck, James? I was in class and I cried." Hold on. There was one that said, I can't find the fucking, I love it. Superman is a better title in my opinion. Can't wait to see the script in motion. Look, okay, here's what I want to know. What the fuck? Okay, I was going to call it Superman Legacy. And after all this, gonna change the title. You know what? Gonna change. This is how this comic book movies have jumped the shark. I gotta change it. So you know what I'm gonna change it? Something new. Now it's gonna be exactly what it's been always, dude. It's called. Oh, we're gonna change it from Superman Legacy. Yo, get a load of this. Guys, we got to call a meeting. Hey, everyone, come in. Everyone, come in. Sit down. So I know we went with Superman Legacy, but after writing the script, I decided to change the name completely. Oh, really? What is it? Superman. Hey, James Gunn. Excuse me, Mr. Gunn. You're a crazy guy. That's the name of it already. You didn't change anything. Dude, and I was telling this to my tour manager and Sam, my videographer, and he was like, nah, it's cool. And I was like, why is it cool? Because it was going to be like the legacy, and then now it's not going to be the legacy. It's just going to be back to what it originally was. And I was like, so is it a remake? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well then just, you know, this is not an announcement. You're just going to call it what it's always been called anyway, and you're going to call it what we were going to call it anyway. Hey, you seen Superman? No, only real dorks are going to be like, it's actually a Superman Legacy, so I don't know which one you're talking about. This makes me laugh because there's a bunch of different ones. Are you talking about the Christopher Reeves one? Because actually, this is a new one. Because this is actually called Superman Legacy. Yeah, all right, dorks. Hey, and I don't, you know, I'll see it, but fine. I just don't, not, talk about the most non-announcement. I love how superhero movies can have the biggest announcement, and it's not an announcement. Dude, this just announced. Flash's suit is going to have a yellow bolt on the fucking shin. I saw Flash. It was good. I liked how they dealt with all the multiverse stuff. And I guess Henry Cavill is going to play another MCU guy. So there's your Marvel and DC news. There you go. There you have it here. Welcome. There you go. There's your Marvel and DC news. Chris D'Elia, I'm wrapping up the Marvel and DC news. Look at this. Werner Herzog describes Barbie. I still haven't seen Barbie. I got to watch Barbie. I'm not going to watch it. But Werner Herzog watched 30 minutes of Barbie and asked, could it be that the world of Barbie is sheer hell? You know? Get out. Get out more, dude. Werner Herzog. How's his voice go again? Let me get a. Yeah. He was the one that made the... come on. Damn it. How do I... Oh. There we go. Here we go. Let's get a Werner Herzog video. He's the one that does all the narrations. But what is he? He's a filmmaker, right? Okay. Because otherwise he's just a narrator who gives a shit what he says, you know? Nope. Want YouTube. Regular YouTube. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, good. They're not doing it. Okay. Here we go. Werner Herzog. Oh, this internet connection is lightning fast, dude. Thank God. Oh, good, dude. Werner? It's Werner Herzog? Is that like a typical name for wherever in Berlin? Herzog. Let's listen to his voice. Because his voice is top notch. Here we go. Shouldn't be an ad because I'm signed in.
Dr. Andy, is there such thing as insanity among penguins? I try to avoid a definition of insanity or derangement. I don't mean that a penguin might believe he or she is Lenin, Napoleon Bonaparte.
You know, You know? Doctor...
Could they just go crazy?
Could they just go crazy?
Because they've had enough of their colony.
Bro, did he do March of the Penguins? No. The fucking... Anytime anybody travels around penguins, I'm out. I don't care about anything about penguins. March of the Penguins, dude. Remember when people pretended they loved it? And I fucking went to go see it? And then what? They're just penguins walking around being monogamous? I don't give a shit. That's so boring. Hey, penguins, fuck all of you. All of you fuck. And then the penguins had orgies. The penguins were doing 69 around the side of an igloo. A penguin built a sex igloo. And a penguin, it looked like a regular sex igloo. And then they built it downstairs. And then they went downstairs and they were 69ing on a sex swing they built out of ice. And one penguin was cheating on the other penguin. And the penguin was supposed to be monogamous. And he pretended like he was going to Best Buy, but then didn't. Instead, he stayed in a little car and got sucked off. He made the car and he made the Best Buy as a decoy. He built the downstairs area and said, hello, honey penguin, I'm going to go to Best Buy. And then he snuck down into the downstairs area and just started doing 69 with another voluptuous penguin. Couldn't stop eating a penguin box, you know? Did it from behind so the nose was in the asshole. Couldn't even believe it. He goes like this, smells like fish, but I like that because I'm a penguin. Yum. Werner Herzog watched 50 Minutes of Barbie, asked, could it be that the world of Barbie is sheer hell? This guy needs to get out more. But I would say that, but he gets out a lot. He's out a lot at Penguin. But just go out to like bars more, you know, to where people are. Legendary director Werner Herzog was asked by Piers Morgan on the Ladders Uncensored talk show to weigh in on the Barbenheimer phenomenon about Herzog. But Herzog was no expert on the matter. The Grizzly Man, that's what he did, right? He made a Grizzly Man, or he did the documentary on the guy who killed himself with the bear, Death by Bear. This guy's hanging out with a bear so much. He hangs out with a bear so much, and he has meals with the bear. And then he also hangs out with the bear and talks to the bear, and he pets the bear, and he rolls around with the bear. Oh, okay, so he died. You know? This is not a surprise ending. He hung out with a bear too long until the bear was just so much a bear that he fucking killed him. That's what happens when you hang out with a bear. You know, this is what happens when you do that. This documentary is about a guy who is always starting fires. He can't stop starting fires. He's starting so many fires. He was at a Costco recently, started a fire. The whole Costco blew up. It was crazy. And then he went over to a park and put a fire in the park, and all of the trees were up in a blaze. And then he went home and he started lighting so many candles, and he fell asleep and he woke up and all of the soot from the candles were all over his mouth because he was breathing it in the nose. And then he woke up and saw in the mirror that he had so much black under his nose. And he thought, what is that from? Oh, yeah, that's from the fire. And then he went into his car and started smoking and pouring gasoline everywhere. Oh, he died. Oh, he's dead. That ends how that ends. Fire is going to be fire. You know? This documentary is about a gay man having unprotected sex in the belly of West Hollywood. In the underbelly of West Hollywood in 1984, and we're going to see what happens to him. Oh, he died. It was a slow, painful death. Everyone said he had cancer, but really had a secret life. he was married. They said he had cancer, but we know what happened. He died at a long, painful death with AIDS. I have not seen Oppenheimer yet, but I will do it. I will do it. I managed to see the first half hour. I was curious, and I wanted to watch it because I was curious. And I still don't have an answer, but I have a suspicion. Could it be that the world of Barbie is sheer hell? For a movie ticket as an audience, you can witness sheer hell. We close as close as it gets. Wow, this is my favorite part afterwards. Herzog did not elaborate. Sheer hell, dude. What if they renamed Barbie Sheer Hell? What if the movie was exactly the same, but they called it Sheer Hell? I don't know yet. Piers Morgan gave the... he said it. Give me a moment to watch something. Trust me. Well, with no shit, Piers Morgan didn't like Barbie. Trust me. Let me spare you the horror. I watched the whole thing, and it is hell. I completely concur with your initial... I don't know. I love it, dude. I love it. I love it. Oliver Stone said Ryan Gosling's wasting his time if he's doing that for money. Fuck it, bro. Get it. Get that money. Get that money, dude. Sell out. Always sell out, Hollywood. Hollywood is ridiculous anyway. Anyway, could it be that the world is so sheer hell? God, my contact lenses are getting all messed up. Jesus. I need to go get my contacts. I need to go get my contacts, and I sat in my glasses the other day. Bro, you ain't shit if you didn't. You ain't shit if you didn't sit on your glasses. If you don't sit on your glasses all the time, what is this? Nick Swartzen got escorted off of stage. Shit, Nick's one of my good friends. Nick addressed Sunday night's debacle. Just casually woke up on TMZ. Travel tip: don't drink and take edibles in high altitude. Fucking brain diarrhea. I'll make it up to you, Beaver Creek. Wow. What happened? Booted off stage. TMZ got a hold of an email sent to ticket holders. Okay, so what happened here? What happened when you do a show in Beaver Creek? Where's Beaver Creek? Colorado? Oh, it is? Wow. High altitude. That's why I knew that. I'd use deductive reasoning for that. Dude, this internet is lightning fast. When I click something, it never comes up. That's lightning fast. All right, we got the computer working. Here we go. Let's watch this thing on Nick Swartzen, who's one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life.
Let's go. Refund. Let's go. Who here knows who Norm MacDonald is? Let's go.
I mean, they turned the lights
on. Yeah.
And turned off the spotlight.
Why did they turn off the spotlight?
This is wild.
Now they turned off his mic.
What the fuck is this? Why did they turn his mic off? Who the fuck is coming out? What the fuck? Oh my God, what the hell's going on?
Hi. Good evening, my name's Justin. I'm the director of operations. We've decided to conclude the show early in the best interest of those who bought tickets. We apologize for what you've seen tonight. Please email the box office.
What?
We'll be responding to inquiries and processing credits and refunds.
What?
I apologize. Thank you very much. I'll be in the lobby if you have questions or concerns. Please email the box office.
That's crazy, dude. What? Do you know what happened? He was high? Oh, is it... brain diarrhea. I wonder what he said. I gotta text him. The message: we apologize for the negative experience you may have had. What could he have said, dude? Therefore, all tickets will be. I don't know. I gotta text him. I hope he's okay. He's okay though. He must have got into it with the crowd or something. But that's weird. That's still weird though. Hope he's okay. Look at the guy who came out was like shitting himself. You know. Hi. It's like a South Park character, Mr. Garrison. Hi. So. So Nick appeared determined to continue with the show despite things obviously going not so great when he shouted at the crowd, "Let's go," over and over again. It was a scene. Nick's great. Yeah, it seems like people... Shortly after Swartzen's exit, the director of operations made his way on stage. Yeah, wow, that's wild. I didn't know about that. When did this happen? Sunday. So yesterday. Wow, that's a good... Well, okay. Wow, dude. Are you guys gonna watch Dune 2? That I didn't like the first one. I feel like I'm the only one who didn't like the first one. It looked like a cologne commercial, and Dune was fine. And I don't want to see a movie with. I don't know, man. Timothée Chalamet's fine, but like I'm not a huge fan. Just not in like a negative way. I just like I'd rather see somebody else in a part, I guess. Is that shitty? I don't want to be shitty. But like what's her name? Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet in a movie is like, to me, that's something that just is like, oh, I'll just chill instead of watch it. And not that they're bad. They're not bad. It's just I don't know if I want to fucking sit and watch that shit because of how it's going to be too long. What's up with movies that are too long, dude? Make movies shorter. Make them fucking all shorter. You could always take 35 minutes out of a commercial. When they, like, I watched Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer was great. But, like, you don't need to make it that long. Cut a lot of the scenes, or cut earlier on a lot of the close-ups, you know? By the way, my friend here, on Fire, said he went to go see Oppenheimer, and he was like, oh, man, I was so pissed off because I went to go see Oppenheimer, and I had to pee so bad because it was so long, and I thought I picked the right time to go, and it ruined it because I went, and when I went, I thought it was safe, but when I went, the bomb exploded. I missed the whole thing. Dude, I don't believe. I was watching a movie, and I'm thinking, well, it's obvious when the bomb's going to explode. You wouldn't go to the bathroom now. Well, you wouldn't go to the bathroom now. What's he talking about? You wouldn't go to the bathroom now. They literally do everything short of saying, and now the bomb will explode. And then it blows up. And how did you miss that? That's crazy. He's just, dude, you know what? You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. He's here right now. I don't mean to have a conversation about it, but he's my friend. He's here right now. He deserves it. I'm glad he didn't watch the bomb. I hope he never get to see it. Dude, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. And that's that. That's why I watch movies at home though, dude. I don't even want to go to theater anymore. I just want to be at home. Cause dude, when you watch a shit on, and I thought this was going to be bad, but when you watch it on Tubi, oh, and the commercial comes, I go like this. Time to play Royal Match. Time to go pee pee. Time to get some whatever. Pretzels, even though I just ate chocolate. Time to just, I love it. I need breaks, dude. There's been too much TikTok. I need breaks. Now that I watch stuff in clips and all that stuff. Dude, I won't. Story alarm? Story arc? Get out of here. Show me a guy falling down and shitting his pants, and that's it. Yeah. What is this? They deaded? Over these past 2 years, Broncos County, thank you. Is this, who posted this, Russell William? Yeah, dangerous Russell, you know, Wilson. Cool. Over these last 2 years, you have welcomed my family and me with open arms and have embraced us as members of the Denver community. This city will always hold a special place. Is he leaving it? To my teammate, thank you for, teammates, thank you for battling together and you were, being your teammate was an honor. God's got me, he said. So he's done with the Broncos? Is that the thing? Who knows? Well, yeah, with them for sure. Oh, maybe. I didn't know he was so good, honestly. All I know is that he's Mr. Unlimited. But that's pretty crazy. Apparently, Mr. Unlimited is limited. Because he stopped going to the Broncos, and you know our heart goes out to Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited. Look at this jackass.
Can I get everybody to help me?
Just please, so everything about this is the most unhealthy thing of all time. Look, big guys carrying DJ Khaled, so his shoes don't get dirty.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
So racist. Okay. I mean, dude.
Can't mess up the chains. I'm performing live right now. Right here on Miami Beach, South Beach. Shout out to Dave Grutman. We about to light the whole stage up. feel nice.
What if it took off and he fell back and cracked his head open? Holy shit. Wherever he's going seems my nightmare. Look, so bitch, dude. The way they're holding him, so bitch. So bitch, dude. I mean, but the people there that are like waiting for him to go on stage, dude. Hey, you can get out now. Imagine going to a fucking... Wow. Does he rap? Is that rapping? Or is he just a producer? I didn't even know. Does he rap? I had no idea. I thought he usually just makes music, but the dude makes so much money. That's the thing that I would, DJ Khaled, as much as I talk about him and as funny as it is, I think he's kind of the shit for doing stuff that I think that I would want to do if I had that much money. Like have people carry me. I would have a driver. There's no question I would have a driver. I mean, I guess I could get a driver now, but I don't want one where I live because it would be a lot of, it's just annoying. Also, maybe I don't really want a driver. I'd want a chef. I'd want guys to carry me. A big fat fucking guy to do the leaf thing to me, to fan me. I would want, just a guy, you know how like phones have, you can I can do the lights and all the stuff on my phone and the air on my phone. Like I don't want to do that. I don't like that. I have to do that. I want there to be a guy in my house that, I just go, you make it hotter. And he does it basically like what I wish my wife would do, but you can't do that to like you're married, the person you're married to, because it's like you're ordering them around. So you love them and you treat them with respect. But you know what? There needs to be a disrespect guy, a guy that you can just say anything the way you want to get something done, and you pay him basically to disrespect the shit out of him. And you don't mean to, you just, bro, that would be such a good form of therapy. That, oh my God, for me, that would be the best form of therapy, I swear to God. If I just had a guy, if I had DJ Khaled money, you know what I'm going to hire? A guy. If I have DJ Khaled money, I'm going to hire a guy. He's going to hang around my house, and if it's too hot, I don't say, yo, can you turn on the air, please? I say, it's too fucking hot. And then he goes and turns the air on. I don't want to say anything else. Yo, it's cold, man. Come on. Like, that's the job. The job is when I tell you to do something, it's going to seem like it's the fifth time I've told you, but it's not. I'm hungry. And if he's not the chef, then he gets the chef to do it. And he has to see the chef. I want a fucking chicken with rice. I said, even though I didn't say it. And that guy gets, $120,000 a year, whatever it is. But, you know, it's irresponsible now for me to do that. But if you had DJ Khaled money, dude, I'm going to hire a guy. Fuck yeah, dude. Zero women, too. I'm not going to hire zero women. I know people are going to be like, oh, it's not, you got to do equal opportunity. But no, dude, because then they'll write a fucking article about you and do an expose. When you're like, dude, I paid them to be the disrespect person. But now I'm only hiring guys so I can disrespect them. Okay, cool. Yeah, Chris D'Elia was a horrible boss. He'd say something to me like it was the fifth time he said it, even though it was the first time he said it. That's what you. What was your job title? Disrespect guy. That's what I would fucking put money into for real. That's what I'd want to do. Fuck. That's probably good therapy. Yeah, I don't know. I go to therapy and it's like, I think therapy's good, and sometimes I come out of therapy, I feel so much worse. And sometimes the therapist is like, do you feel better? And I'm like, I don't know. You got to rip it open, right? You got to rip open the fucking emotions and let it all come out. You just keep doing that over and over again until you fucking die, I guess. All good. I'm a nihilist. But you keep ripping open the wounds. You keep ripping open emotional wounds. this trailer. This is the first "I'll do it" that Michael Caine ever said. 1981, official trailer. The Hand. It's called The Hand. The shit, dude. The shit. The guy. The guy. Mm-hmm.
You think I've done something wrong, don't you?
Ah.
Terror he could not forget.
You think there's something in there, don't you?
So many questions so far in this.
Moment he could not bear.
Mm-hmm. Always goes back to the guy. Mm-hmm. The cat just fucking committed suicide.
Bear.
Look. Oh, the cat fucking boxed him and then jumped out the window. Oh, another question, dude. There's too many questions in this preview.
Truth he would not face.
Hey! Take a look!
Shows him his dick. All right, well, there's no...
Orion Pictures presents...
Oh, remember? Orion?
Michael Caine in...
Such a basic title.
You don't.
That title rips.
You don't want me to go to New York with you, do you?
So many questions, dude. So many questions unanswered in this preview. That's what makes a good preview.
I'm not talking about a separation or anything permanent or anything like that.
Dude, this is Men and Women right here. He says one thing and she goes...
Obviously do not understand each other.
There you go. Good. When men were men. Although he's in the passenger seat like a bitch. Come on, bro.
Look out. Get back.
Well, let's put it, if he was in the driver's seat, they wouldn't have crashed. That's why they did that.
How does it feel?
I'd be still there. My fingers. I'd be
moving. Oh, he's got a fucking robot hand? Unreal, dude.
You'll have phantom feelings for years. Heat, irritation, pain. Your memory is still feeding familiar sensations.
Not to mention, jacking off is going to be a catastrophe. I had one patient I put a robot hand on, and he ripped his dick off. Didn't feel good.
A hand along your nerve endings.
What have you been doing during these blackouts?
Misplacing things.
I'd be scared if I were you.
Did you see my signet ring?
No. Are you all right?
Oh, yes. You never know what you can do. The unconscious is capable of anything. You could do anything you ever dreamed of and never had the guts to do.
I mean, not really, you know, just because he has
I like the way you look at me.
Huh? Blackouts are nothing to fool with. You could kill somebody. It's all up there, and you'll never know.
Know what?
Who you are.
Don't be afraid of the pain. Tell him what you're feeling.
You're trying to kill me, aren't you?
Why is the second half of this preview in black and white? So weird. I mean, Michael Caine in this movie has a woman's hair.
A man trapped in a nightmare. Locked in the grasp of
land.
Oh, John. John? John?
What's the matter? Why are you looking at me like
that? So many questions.
There's no hand.
That's when he jerked off and ripped his dick off. Dude, this is... Oh, my God, dude. I was 7 or 8 when I saw this movie. The scene where he loses his arm destroyed me. I never stuck my hand out a window again. There you go. Anything the hand touches disappears from reality. Is that what it is? Oh, that's what it's about? Wow. We got to watch that, huh? All right, we're back, dude. Watch this thing on TMZ here. I don't understand this. Every now and then, there's just a video that comes along that, like, it's like the blackface thing. Like, don't do blackface because you either know it's racist or you don't care. And either way, you know you're going to lose your job, right? Because somebody's going to take a picture, and then it's going to be posted, and then you're going to be you losing your job, right? So it basically, if you do blackface at all, you're just thinking, I'm going to quit anyway, you know? Like, I was in Vancouver, and we got a driver to drive us to the airport, and the driver that drove us was like, yeah, this is fucking the place where did this, and fucking Vancouver, a lot of the houses are so expensive. You got people want to get the fuck out of here. This place fucking sucks over here. Because, and I was like, this driver's crazy. And I was like, you don't big fan of Vancouver, huh? And he was like, I'm moving, man. Fuck this place. And I'm you're quitting. Because you know if I complain about, look, obviously I don't care. You can say the F word as much as you want. But like if you're quitting, he's like, I'm going to San Diego. This weather sucks. I want to get good weather. I'm going to go to see the babes in San Diego. And I'm like, oh, all right, you get it. Okay, cool. But like, you know, if you want to keep your job, you got to be a little bit more official, right? And also no blackface. But this here, this video, this Oklahoma high school fundraiser video shows students licking toes. And it says school is under investigation. Hey. You don't need to investigate. You got video of it. Investigation, case closed. Everybody's arrested. I don't understand. Look at this. Here we go. Here's the deal. During a fundraiser earlier.
He's devouring those.
Oh my God. He's devouring those toes, I guess. Ew, dude, this is so gross to eat off someone's toes. Eat peanut butter? Is that what they're eating? They said, and lick peanut butter off the toes of other students. Ew, dude. Ew. Who? How could this not? I don't understand how this stuff still happens. You know, dude, this is bonkers. Nobody in the school was like, our lives are over. You know, I don't even know, I actually don't even, this might be the first time in Congratulations Israel, I don't know what to say here. This is disgusting. We are cleaning up this filth in Oklahoma schools. Our agency is investigating, Superintendent Ryan Walters says. Look at Libs of TikTok tweeted, unbelievable. This happened at students sucked on the toes of adults during a school. They were adults? Ew. Deer Creek High isn't copping to any wrongdoing here, by the way, saying in a statement that all the student volunteered to do this and no faculty staff members were involved in this particular game. Wow, dude, they're going to double down? Hey, all fun and games. Don't be up in toes about it. They also raised $150,000. That's the move, dude, to make it a fundraiser. No matter what you're doing, if it's creepy or bad, as long as you're fundraising, all good. Can't really argue with it, you know? Yeah, I was masturbating and looking through a window. Oh, really? Oh, well, you're under arrest. Fine, arrest me if you want, but I got sponsors and they all paid. $250,000 is going to AIDS research, so. Okay. You're a hero, dude. Yeah, it sucks for that woman, but you're a hero to people who die. Yeah, it's going to lymphoma research, so go. That's fine. Hey, you exposed yourself in a library. It doesn't matter. First of all, it shouldn't be libraries because libraries shouldn't exist anymore because there's Google and everything, but there's still libraries for some reason. Second of all, I got sponsors and I raised $310,000 for lymphoma, so. You can put me in jail, but I'm a hero. That is just crazy. Dude, if I walked in on a fundraiser and Calvin or Billy was licking, okay, if it was a faculty member's toes, I would immediate Rambo. That's who I am now, immediately. I take whatever belt I'm wearing, put it around my head, and I start absolutely AK-47, everybody. And I start choking and stabbing and everyone's dying, okay? 100%. Everyone's dying, all right? And as they're doing it, they go, no, but we raised $150,000. I go, oh, fuck, that's actually really nice, but we're still killing everyone. What's it for? It's because people are out there dying from hunger. Well, all these people are dying anyway. This is amazing. I don't understand. I don't get the foot fetish thing ever. I saw one pair of feet once, and I was like, I guess I get it. They were really nice feet. But if you have a foot fetish, you just, like, how many nice feet are, I guess that's the thing, I don't have a foot fetish. Because if you had a foot fetish, you just would basically be looking at feet more. And I don't ever look at feet. I look at the major regular areas that men look at, you know? I'm like a tits personality type guy, you know what I mean? And but you know, people who like feet, you know, when it's summertime, they're awesome. Awesome, dude. Let's go. Hey, never looking up, right? But I don't have a foot fetish. But I saw one pair of feet once, and I go, damn, those feet are real nice. Okay, I get foot fetish. But that was the only time I ever was like, because I got a buddy who's into feet, bro. He's into feet, like into them, like loves it. And it's just like so weird to me. I mean, no judgment. Isn't that a guy that's just like that? That's a weird thing. Like, I understand being so. See, here's the thing. I used to think that like really big buff bodybuilders all fucked men. I thought because they would just like they were staring too much at each other's bodies to not by mistake do it sexually once and be like, oh, actually, fuck it. Let's just like totally fuck, you know? And then they just start just slamming each other in the weight room. Like, I feel like really big bodybuilders have absolutely fucked bodybuilders. You know what I'm talking about? But then I'm like, I don't think that, like, is there the kind of thing like the rock stars who they were having sex with so many women in the 80s, like they just started fucking each other, right? Because that's what you do. If you had sex with thousands and thousands and thousands of women, eventually you start going like, well, it's all the same. I'll just have sex with them. I've had sex with all of the fine women. I'm going to have sex with a fat one now. Fuck it. You know, I'm going to do that. Oh, that was fun. Hey, I had sex with that. Hey, I had sex with a small person. Oh, yeah, really? A midget? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, yeah. Hey, now I'm going to. Hey, dude, do you want it fucked? That'd be hilarious. And then they just do it. And it's not even gay. It's just they've done it all. And they're just like, what's it matter? Coming's coming. You know? And so the tired gayness doesn't really count as gayness. Straight gayness from jump, that's the real gay dude. Those are the dudes that own gayness, and that's the shit. But if you're just a rock star that's fucked a lot of people, and then you're like, yeah, maybe I threw some men in there, it doesn't count.
I don't know. I just woke up from a little nap. It's a little dark, but you guys silly? I'm still going to send it.
Just the guy that made up send it? Oh my. Oh my God. Oh, pain. Oh, this guy's gonna die. He died.
Well, that hurt, but the ET still runs, so round two.
She's tweaked.
So up north. Oh, fuck. Have you seen this video?
Snow's too soft.
Nothing could be more Canadian. Nothing could be more Canadian. Still gonna send it? Dude, a mullet, all denim, in the snow, doing that. I mean, that's unbelievable. Still gonna send it? Oh, I love these. Oh, I love these people getting pissed.
It's over the fucking speed limit. Now I'm getting fucking pissed. Get in my face again.
Oh.
Dude, you were going 20 fucking miles over the fucking speed limit. Now I'm getting fucking pissed.
Just fucking so ultimately disrespectful. He said it like an 80s fucking movie too. You got nice tits. Oh, that is so... Dude, if I was a woman and that happened to me while I was already mad, my head would explode. Props to this woman for not having a head that exploded. Oh my God. So angry, dude. Dude, that's so weird. People get pissed. Try to fly American Airlines. Here we go. Here we go. Hold on.
American Airlines, fuck the
sniper. Oh, you know what is the best? No one gives a fucking shit about this. Like, if I was at, I'll tell you what, if I was at an airport, I wouldn't even look up if this happened.
Sorry. Here we go, Dustin. Here, I'm not kidding. Don't. You don't care about girls?
Why does he keep saying you don't care about the girls?
Tell you about Shelby and Dolly, remember, I'm gonna do it for you. Shelby and Dolly.
This is a weird episode of Straight Eye, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Shelby and Dolly, remember.
They're both in stripes, you know?
Remember them. Shelby and Dolly, remember them.
They think life is a movie, you know? They literally think, you know how they go, yo, last night was a movie. These guys do that. Last night was a movie. Oh, this is a fucking movie. This guy thinks it's Love Actually, you know?
Fuck off, bitch.
Oh! And was saying before that, you don't care about the girls. You don't care about the girls. You don't care about the boys. And then told a woman in a wheelchair, fuck off, bitch.
Fuck off, bitch.
This guy's out of control. I really wonder what happened here. Oh, my God. Oh, they need to go home to their doll collection? No, that's a joke. Come on. I mean, maybe that's true. Who knows? People are crazy. You don't care about the girls? Oh, the dogs. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's a gay couple. They don't have kids.
You don't see that every day, do you guys?
This is fucking funny. I've seen this, bro. This guy is me. Watching a train.
I think his turbo's blown.
Just loves it. Just having a good time watching it.
Of course, we got a normal train to ruin the ship.
Yeah.
Fuck off,
yep.
Man. Bumbleclaw. Look, I could be seeing it.
I could be seeing it. That's great, dude. Life. You know what happened, dude? Life got him. Is that what we said earlier in the episode? What were we saying?
Now, you lot fucked me up, man. Took both of them. You fucking cunts.
Wow.
I might as well go back in.
I mean, I might as well go back in, you know? Well, yeah, what else were you going to do? Oh, that's so funny. What was the thing I was saying, Frank Sinatra? Here we go. Does your man do this? Hold on. Oh, so bitch. This is the most bitch thing I've ever seen in my life. Holding on to her waist. Holding on to her waist. Dude, it's so funny that they're the same height. Dude, oh my God. This is incredible, dude. Does your man do this? Yo, if I don't get to walk like this with my wife, I don't want it. I'm gonna do this to Kristen later and see what happens. Oh, that's unbelievable. Here's a deserved scale here. Oof, the weightlifting things. Bitch! Oh, fuck.
Yep, it happened.
Oh. He, that's fucked up. here's a chick on a log. She's going to fall and hurt herself and never be able to have kids. I mean, this is just, and she's doused. And she's doused. All good? Oh, no. Oh, who's going to be the one to blame here? I'm pissed off already. Come on, lady. Try a little harder, dude. Come on, just holding like, do I have to? Look at this. Look at this. This is such a debacle. Look at this asshole. He's jumping up on a box, one of those fine box jumps, and then two like step aerobic fucking things on top of him stacked up on. Look at this meathead. Just hit his knees. Didn't even get his fucking feet up at all, dude. Oh, get out of here, dude. The opening shot on this. Interior, daytime. Man is dumb and trying to teeter on two handles. Dumb woman is standing on his shoulder blades. Oh! They had sex after that. You okay? Dude, the dumbest... Man. Oh, I love compilations. Compilations are funny, huh? You ever get a good compilation and just start rolling on it, dude? Like you're watching it and one gets you and then the other one gets you and it wouldn't even have got you if the first one didn't get you. But then by that time, you're toast, dude. You are toast. All right, that's good. Thank you for watching. Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of tour dates. Oh, fuck, I forgot to do them. Whatever. I'm going to be in... Nanaimo. I don't even know what that is. And Shreveport and Houston and Corpus Christi. Go to chrislea.com to get tickets. A bunch of other places too. Thank you very much. That's it for YouTube. For the rest of the video, for the rest of the episode, go on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chrislea. And that's where you'll have a ball over there. And also, there's like 36, 37 episodes that you can't unlock unless you get the Patreon. And it's just $6. Go get it. Thanks, guys. Thank you.